Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome back to another episode of the ACN podcast, the official podcast of the Australian College of Nursing. Today, I'm joined by Jessica Taranto. Jessica is a member of the Australian College of Nursing, is a clinical nurse consultant for the Complex Colorectal Service and is the ANUM for the Stage 1 PACU at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. Jessica, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Ben. Happy to be here.
Jessica, you had an article published in the latest winter edition of The Hive, which is ACN's quarterly magazine, whereby you describe your experiences volunteering on the Africa Mercy Ship. Now, I would love to learn about this experience, but before we do, would you be able to start by learning about you and your nursing career?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started off my nursing career as a Division 2 nurse. I was a young mum and always sort of had to work and study. So entered into nursing doing a Div 2 course. And then as I was studying for my Div 1, I was working in aged care. So I probably did that for about the first 6 years or so as I made my way through my Division 1 nursing studies. And then when I graduated, I got a grad year here at the Royal Children's Hospital. I started on a surgical ward, a surgical short stay ward called Possum Ward, and learned a lot about all the different surgeries that we do in kids there. And I guess that sort of piqued my interest in perioperative nursing, which made me sign up for a 12-month program and did some work in theatres and in stage one recovery. And from there decided I wanted to do my master's in perioperative nursing. Took 3 or 4 years to do that, and worked in sort of theatres, stage one recovery and anaesthetics during that time. And then found my love in recovery. That's sort of where I got to be the link, I think, from theatres to the wards, and really have enjoyed my time there. I'm now a clinical nurse consultant for the CPRS, which is the colorectal service, and that's a role I've been in for the last 2 years, and I'm really enjoying working with some of the kids that have colorectal disease in Australia.
What is it about perioperative nursing that you really love?
I really like it's fast-paced, it's different every day. I like seeing an outcome. You know, a patient goes into theatre with something and comes out of theatre different in some way. I've done a lot of work in plastic and reconstructive surgery, so I really like the difference that we can make to kids and adults by doing some of the reconstructions that we do here. I love working with other disciplines, so the fact that, you know, I talk to surgeons, anaesthetists, wards from, you know, surgeons from all different sort of avenues and specialties. I really enjoy that part of it and the teamwork that's required. So you're never really sort of on your own, even though you have autonomy. You can, you know, mix with a range of different people and communicate and collaborate to get a good outcome for the patient.
So for those who have never heard of Mercy Ships before, would you be able to talk about who they are and the incredible work that they do?
Yeah, sure. So Mercy Ships is a foundation, I guess, from the United States. They're completely run by volunteers and all their work is done through fundraising. And what they do is fit out usually old cruise liners, old ships, and turn them into floating hospitals. And they have traveled, I think they were founded in the 70s, and since then they've traveled to over 70 different countries in sort of Africa and South America, and provide free surgeries for some of the world's poorest nations. And a lot of the surgeries that they offer are things that you or I, you know, would never imagine operating on here in Australia, because, you know, we get these things fixed and done when we're little, but because they don't have access to healthcare the way that we do. We're able to do some really life-changing work by offering these surgeries for free.
Now, there are several international organisations whereby nurses and midwives can volunteer their time and experience. What was it about Africa Mercy in particular that drew you to them?
So So it's a bit of a funny story, actually. My dad is very heavily involved in Rotary. And I have got a very strong memory of being 6 or 7 years old and playing under a table at one of his Rotary events. And someone from Mercy Ships had come and was talking to them. And I remember, you know, looking out from under that table and watching a bit of the presentation. If you haven't heard of Mercy Ships before, I encourage you to look on their website or social media platforms to see some of the before and after photos. They're quite incredible. And seeing some of those photos and thinking to myself, I'm going to do that one day if I want to do that. So I actually never even researched any of the other organisations. As soon as I was able to go and do this sort of work, it was just straight to Mercy Ships, and that was the only place I've applied for and really considered. But I am sure there are many, many organisations that do this work. It was just, that was the one I knew I wanted to do.
So it sounds at this point in your career, you talked about that you've done your master's by this point, you've had many different years working within your role as a perioperative nurse. Even despite that sort of experience, did you feel ready?
I think you probably never would feel ready. I would encourage you to have a little bit of experience before you go, only because it can be quite overwhelming. And you are expected to work with nurses from different countries with, you know, limited time. You're thrown into your job, you know, 2 or 3 days after landing. So I do think it would be quite overwhelming if you were a brand new nurse, but I don't think you'll ever be ready. I would just suggest go try and you learn on the job. A lot of these organisations and Mercy Ships is no different. You know, the clinical guidelines that they have in place, the structures and systems they have in place are, you know, world class, because they have to be so that people can literally come and start work the next day and feel ready and able.
So once you are now on the ship, what was your role and what did a typical day-to-day look like for you?
So I accepted a role as a recovery nurse on the ship. You have to pick a role. They sort of don't let you travel too much into different roles when you're on the ship, just because it needs to be so structured. So I was hired as a recovery nurse. You get a roster, so you're expected to work 5 days a week. It's shift work. And on the weekends, we didn't have to do that in recovery because theatres only work Monday to Friday. But if you accepted a ward position, it'd be weekend work as well. So it's a hospital. But you share a room usually with 4 to 6 different people. So you wake up in the morning, all go to breakfast. It's like being on school camp or, you know, big cafeteria, and you know, you might be sitting at a table in your dressing gown and having breakfast with the orthopedic surgeon that you're doing a case with that afternoon. Depending on when you start, you might have some free time. You're allowed to explore the countries that you go to. So you might go off the ship and do some exploring, or if you have to start work on an early, you'd start work. And then I guess while you are working, it's like going to a shift at any hospital. You know, you have roles and responsibilities and expectations of what you have to achieve that day. You have a patient list. In the theatres there, you don't stop and, you know, you don't knock off work until everything's been done. A lot of time is spent with the local people of the country that where you're working. We hire a lot of people on the ship to act as translators. So in the sort of downtime, there's a lot of teaching being done back and forth around language, which is usually lots of fun. And then the evenings are usually to yourself. So you can have dinner on the ship. You can, again, go out, explore. You know, I've been to wrestling matches. I've been to people's homes and shared meals with families. I've been on some very scary motorbike rides. it's a lot of fun, actually, a lot of fun.
Sounds like such a rewarding experience, and to be immersed in someone else's culture as well, to be invited back to someone else's home. Like that sounds like an incredible experience.
Yeah. So fortunate. That was one of the best experiences of doing this work, actually, is when we've been invited back to people's homes. And you have to wear a lanyard past part of their safety instructions are to always have your Mercy Ship lanyard on it when you're out in the town. And people will literally just stop you as you're walking down the street and say, thank you. Mm. You know, thank you, Mercy Ship. Thank you, Mercy Ship. They all know who you are. People will go out of their way to show their gratitude for the work that the ship does. It's pretty amazing.
Not only would I like to take this opportunity to learn about the work that you did on Africa Mercy, but to also learn about your specialty as a perioperative nurse, would you be able to talk through a particular case that you're involved in order to highlight your role as a perioperative nurse?
A particular case from the Africa Mercy, from being on the ship?
Absolutely.
So I think one of the most astounding cases that we do on the ship are for the kids that have either bow legs or windswept legs. So because of malnutrition, the bones aren't very strong, and children can have significant bow legs, you know, to the point where their legs almost form an O, a circle shape. And these kids come into the ship with some amazing stories. I've heard stories of local doctors and witch doctors wanting to break the children's legs to make them straight again, and families, you know, having horrible experiences in their local communities because of their child's condition. But you can see the impact of these surgeries immediately, and it's one of the things I love. So that child will go to theatre, they'll have their surgery. It'll take 2 or 3 hours, and then they'll come to recovery where we work. And it's funny, with these children, they come out with white casts all the way up to sort of their groin area. And one of the things that we have to do in recovery is cover them with a blanket and wait until the translator and their parents are there before we take the blanket away. Because we've found that the children would wake up and see their white casts and think, the white man has put white legs on me. And they get so upset and scared. You know, to them, they've fallen asleep and they've woken up with white legs. So that was something that we learned early on, that you had to cover their legs until the translator was able to explain what had happened before you took the blanket away. But then in recovery, we spend a lot of time managing pain, potential nausea and vomiting, making sure that if any sort of infusions, if they've had blood loss, they might need blood replaced, things like that. We need them to be stable before they're ready to be transferred to the ward. So on the ship, they have an ICU and a CCU and then the ward. And we take kids to and adults to all three of those wards. And I guess your role as a recovery nurse is to make sure that they meet certain criteria before they're safe to be transferred.
Absolutely. Now, in your article, you do an excellent job in highlighting some of the positives as well as the challenges from these experiences, as well as your intent for really wanting to go back. And I can fully appreciate that from exactly what you're saying. What would you say that this volunteer experience has contributed to your everyday role back at the Children's?
I think it's really helps with communication, being open to everybody's point of view. You need to be able to collaborate in healthcare, I think, and listen to what everybody has to say before you move forward. It's really helped me to understand the importance of having systems and guidelines. If you have something like that, it's easy for people to be able to work together and to pick up where you've left off. One of the things that I love about the Mercy Ships is that everybody's important and no one person is more important than another. So your role really is interchangeable. You're able to come and go in that role. And I think that's sort of humbling in a way, and it's important for people to know and to learn that the role and the work that you do is bigger than you as an individual or as a person. And I really like that way of working. And it's been definitely helpful. We're working with, you know, Melbourne's very multicultural. So be able to work with some of our refugee patients here, patients from other parts of the world, and hearing how they like their healthcare, or even just considering how they want to receive their healthcare. I don't think everybody has that attitude. And it's definitely helped me in this role, being open to understanding that we're all different, and just because it's the way that we do it here in Melbourne doesn't mean the way it's the way it has to be done.
Now, for other nurses looking at doing the same, what sort of words of advice would you provide to them?
Go for it. I cannot recommend it enough. You know, it's something that when I mentor nurses now, I really encourage them to work in different areas, to experience different, you know, it doesn't have to be a different hospital, but just even a different part of the hospital that you're currently in. I think seeing the same patient, but from different people's points of view and different roles' points of view is so important. And if you're considering doing any sort of volunteer work, I know it's hard at the moment. I've been struggling personally to think about how I can help while I'm still, you know, not able to travel. There's lots of work that can be done in Australia and locally if you want to do this sort of work too. You don't need to go to Africa. But if you are thinking about it, then I would encourage just to give it a go. It's a long process for the Mercy Ships anyway, getting on board. Probably I would leave sort of 6 to 9 months to get everything organised and ordered. You have to go through sort of a referral process before you're accepted. But once you're accepted, then you can go back again and again very, very easily. You know, you can almost write an email and say you want to go, and then you're back on the ship. So it's worth all the work, and I definitely recommend it for anyone that's interested.
Jessica Taranto, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the podcast today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.